Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever you may be going. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, and of course, this is a TV or a trash-talking Tuesday. I'm getting my T's mixed up. I was about to say TV theme song Thursday. It is a trash-talking Tuesday, and so in the second hour of the show, you'll be able to call in and trash anyone or anything in the entire world of sports. So get your takes ready. You have 30 to 40 seconds to unleash. And speaking of unleash, let me unleash my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful.
All good?
Who are you trashing today? You always excited to trash somebody.
You know what? I'm going to say it, Chris.
Hold on. Let me guess.
Oh.
Well, you said a little bit of baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball. I don't know why you... Okay, go ahead. I don't know. I don't know why you trash baseball.
No, it's more about the Houston Astros.
Mm.
And that,
wow.
People still, Chris, I know they won the World Series last year, Dusty's first one and all that. But there's still a lot of people in baseball America who aren't happy about the Astros and are happy that they're in a 2-0 hole. So it's more about the Astros still can't get their stink off of them despite winning a year ago.
So are you trashing the fans or who are still against them or the Astros themselves?
Astros. No, the fans, I'm not mad at them. If you're a Dodger fan, Yankee fan, probably cost you a World Series or a chance at one in 2017.
But definitely not the Dodgers. They would have figured some way
to blow it, right? But you know what I'm saying. Look at Chris all over the Dodgers.
I'm saying, like, I mean, you're right. Right?
I'm not mad
at you. Is a brother tripping? I hear you, Robbie. You know my feeling from the get-go.
No, you were always against the whole thing.
They should have vacated that title. And, Rob, I think if they do that, I'm going to be honest. If they had vacated this title in 2017, I don't think fans would be holding it against them anymore. Do you?
No, I agree.
And you know what I mean? I think that gives you closure. Like, okay, they were punished. They didn't get the reward. Let's move on.
Yep. But instead, there's still going to be that piece where people are bummed out about them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And people are happy that we're not going to see. They've been to seven straight. Like, not only did they do it, Chris, but they keep rubbing it in our face. It's not like they've gone away. They won, and then they went away. You got to keep talking about the Astros. Keep looking at Altuve, who had the wire to his body and changed shirts. You know what I mean?
Chest.
It was. Like, I would love to have seen, like, can we have video of when he went in and took his shirt off?
Oh, my
His
God.
Jersey. This must be some video.
There had to be some.
Chris, where he takes his jersey off. He's got this thing taped to him. And then he puts on a T-shirt and goes out to do the interview. I mean, how valuable would that be? How great would that? Nobody has that video?
I bet you there can't be a video. Because it would have been all the team in there. They weren't trying to incriminate themselves. Now, look, I hear you. And that's the thing, Rob. There's been no remorse. I mean, you know, they might have given lip service, but they still are cocky, right? I mean, they're a step or two away from being like, you know, well, they have actually said it, Rob, haven't they? Like, we would have won it anyway. That didn't do anything. And they just haven't been remorseful, I don't think, or at least remorseful enough. So I think that adds to it. But we'll get into more baseball talk shortly. Let's introduce the iCouple crew. Super producer Rob G is not here. Is it Brandon the Truth? Trufa.
How truthful is he?
Brandon, my dog. What up, brother?
What's up, guys? How are you?
We are good. We got the DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. And he gets to freestyle the beats on Tuesday. So let's see what he's got in store for us. On the updates, our man Kevin Wyatt, and of course, social media. It is not Elijah Sabunia. It's our man Sagar Patel. Sagar, great to have you on, brother. All right, Rob, let's kick it off with the baseball. We start talking about the Astros, but obviously the other side of the ledger, you've got the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies playing, kicking off in about an hour or so.
Right, game two.
Game two, Arizona and Philly. Phillies up 1-0. Bryce Harper, I mean, I don't even want to say he was the only star because he wasn't. But he, of course, is the, you know, face of that team, the Phillies. And yesterday was his birthday. And I think he became only the fourth player to hit a postseason home run in a game on his birthday. So congratulations to Bryce Harper. But he led them to a 5-3 game one victory. And here's what I want to throw at you, Rob. I like Bryce. You like Bryce. He has lived up to the hype. You know, he was this highly touted high school phenom, and he's lived up to it, and he wants to promote the game. He's got a lot of flair about him in terms of his game. He's got the attitude. He's got swagger. But I don't think he is yet viewed as a face, one of the faces of baseball. I think the two faces of baseball are Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. And that's it. And I want to know, first, do you agree? And secondly, if you do agree, why do you think, I mean, Harper is on a contending team. He is a great player. He's got the personality. You can't use the Mike Trout excuse where Trout's just a very subdued, you know, to himself type of guy. That's not Bryce Harper. He's got a lot of personality. And so why do you think he hasn't, you know, really transcended the sport and become one of the faces of baseball?
Yeah, you know what, Chris? I think this is a fair conversation, but I think he's rewriting this. And this is where I think a lot of people who don't like his bravado, don't like his staring back at other players, right?
Right.
Who maybe, disrespected him, and then he hit a home run and he's going to like stare you down and all those kind of things. But you got to remember, this all started when he bolted from the Washington Nationals. And then, Chris, what did they do the year after he left? They won a World Series. So people were trying to discount Bryce Harper. He ain't that guy. It don't matter. The Nationals left. He left the Nationals, and guess what? They won a World Series, and Bryce Harper's Phillies, I think that next year, Chris, didn't even make the playoffs.
They didn't. Right.
Right?
I remember that. Yep.
So then that was like, that's where he kind of dropped down a little bit. You get me? Like, people were like kind of discounting him. And I'm with you. He has lived up to the hype. I remember watching the YouTube home runs from Las Vegas when he's hitting all those home runs. Chris, you remember those crazy videos? And now he's
well, and think about he was using an aluminum bat.
Right.
I mean, a great hitter already with an aluminum bat is just going to be ridiculous.
And then he goes on, you know, to not only win the, because he's won two MVPs, right?
Right, right.
He's got two MVPs. And now, Chris, he's not just a great regular season hitter run producer and home run guy. Now he's getting big hits and stuff to the home run. Leading the Phillies last year, that team that wasn't supposed to be in the World Series a year ago, it was on his bat. Every time you turned around, there was some big home run. Last night, he had knocked in two runs, had a home run. And again, game one, and now three games away from going back to the World Series back-to-back years. So I think he is making that case and making that statement now. It's hard to deny when I think people kind of thought, oh, he's a flash in the pan. When he went to Philly, they wasted spending all that money on Bryce Harper. He hasn't paid dividends. I don't think you can say that anymore. I think he is creeping
like you
into
said,
that
Rob,
conversation.
Two-time MVP? I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
No. And then now the playoff stuff. If you go look.
Right.
And today.
He's a 292 hitter in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, and with home runs, Chris, with big home runs. It was funny because today. Brian Kenny and I did this on MLB Network, on his show, MLB
his
Now,
topic.
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of about this was one of the topics, and it was about their numbers in the last 4 years. And Bryce Harper's numbers, he has a better WAR than Mike Trout over the last 4 years. Now, of course, Trout's been hurt some, so that's hurt him as well.
Right.
But you got to be available. The OPS, Chris, Trout has just a small lead, you know, over Bryce Harper. And when you start to look at some of these numbers and things, the last 4 years, Bryce Harper has gained on him. And my conclusion was that Mike Trout is the better player, Chris. He is, across the board.
When he's healthy, he's
right. Numb. He's the better player. But I would take Bryce Harper's career over Mike Trout.
I would, too. I agree. Because he's healthy. He's healthy. He's playing in significant games. Trout's been to the playoffs, what, once?
He's got three playoff games, Chris, under his belt. And here's the other thing I'll say. I said that Mike Trout is the modern-day Ted Williams. Ted Williams was a great player, Chris, for the Red Sox. The last player to bat over 400, he batted 406. Guess how many playoff games Ted Williams played in? And remember, there were no playoffs.
I think it was zero.
Seven. He played seven in his entire career.
So he got to what? What did he get to, one World Series?
He went to – they didn't have playoffs.
Right. It was just the winner of your league.
That's it.
But he played in one series. One World Series.
And that was it, Chris.
I would disagree. My main issue with Trout is – it's just him being injured all the time. And it's to the point, Rob, where I think people are and some of it also is Ohtani being on that same team and really, you know, outshining him the last few years. But I do think it's kind of Trout is being, he's almost a forgotten man. And not because he's still not great, but he's just not healthy. These are the last several years. I'm not going to read the with the pandemic year 2020.
2020, right.
2020. He played 53. He was healthy that year.
He was healthy that year because there were only 60 games.
Right. The following year, he played 36. 2022, 119. And this year, only 82. It's like we're forgetting how great he was. You know what I mean, forgetting.
The
like,
first 9 years.
He's just
years,
not
the
in
first
the mix
nine
anymore.
Years, Chris, were ridiculous.
Right. I mean, oh, gosh. It was crazy. So, I'm going to throw out another reason, Rob. And hopefully, like, if, you know, if the Phillies win the World Series, hopefully this would change. But I think because baseball, and I don't know, I would love it to still be a national sport, but it's largely become a regional sport. I think there are only a few national teams. And if you look, like I said, the two faces of the sport, Rob, would you disagree that it's Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, those are the two right now. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
But neither of them made the playoffs. And obviously Judge hasn't won a World Series, and obviously Ohtani hasn't. But Judge plays for the Yankees, one of the few national teams. And Ohtani is a freak of nature, hitting and pitching. And I think to be one of the national faces of the league, I kind of feel like you got to play for the Yankees, maybe the Red Sox. They're not really good right now. So, I think Big Poppy was somewhat a face of the league. But I think you have to play for one of those. And I even say East Coast national teams, because Mookie Betts is phenomenal. He's won. He's been an MVP. But maybe because they're in the West Coast playing late, I don't feel like as great as Mookie is, he's a face of the league. And by that, I kind of mean they've transcended baseball. And, casual fans know them and know them well. I feel like it's just Judge and Ohtani, and I feel it's because Judge is a Yankee, and obviously he had 62 homers last year? Yeah.
Right.
And Ohtani is just doing something we've never seen. So I don't even think it's because Bryce didn't win, because Barry Bonds never won. But Barry, face of the league, he had to do something ridiculous, right? The 73 homers.
Yeah.
I just think it's unfortunately, it's become – because the sport is not the national pastime that it once was.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that. I still think that Bryce Harper is somebody that people know, and in this new generation, he was a YouTube sensation before he actually even got to baseball. And I do believe that he was hurt by the Nationals winning and the Phillies not, but I think if he was able to lead this team to a World Series, I'm not saying he's going to surpass Judge or surpass. I'm not that crazy. But I think his name will be definitely brighter, and he'll be somebody that you look to because of his heroics.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Right now, we want to welcome in a friend of the show, former NFL team doctor, now a sports injury analyst. You can follow him on Twitter or X at ProFootballDoc. We welcome in Dr. David Child. David, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing great.
We are great. We are great. Good to have you. And you and I, we've been texting about this Aaron Rodgers situation. So is this even remotely possible that he could come back this season?
Well, yes. The day that it happened in game, I said, oh, that looks like an Achilles rupture. And as soon as the head coach basically confirmed it, I tweeted out, or X'd out, whatever you want to say nowadays, posted that there is a slim chance that he could return. What would have to happen is the Jets have to make the playoffs, and they have to make the playoffs with Zach Wilson or whoever they make the playoffs with gets injured, and Aaron Rodgers' recovery goes very well. There was always an outside chance of returning in January, and that's still where I sort of stand. But, you know, I don't know that it's because of the speed bridge and all this other stuff. It's still biology.
Well, that's – and quickly, let me – because I – here's a story in CBS Sports where they were talking about what you mentioned, like the speed bridge and supposedly this new, you know, recovery technique, or I don't know how new it is, but this alternative technique. And they're saying maybe he could be back by week 15 or possibly even week 12, 3 months. Well, I mean,
Well, here's the thing. When I said it, people gave me grief. Like, he's 39, he's 40, how is he going to do that? Well, remember, he plays the position of quarterback. Cam Akers did it playing the position of running back. Yes, much younger, and yes, a little bit more time.
I was going to say a lot
younger.
5 months,
right.
Yeah, but here's the other thing about speed bridge. It was reported as this new innovative procedure. Let me tell you something. It's like 15. It's more than a decade old. I started doing it when it came out. It's so old, I've stopped doing it. I'm not saying it's a bad procedure. It's a way to augment the strength of the Achilles early on. But you have to remember, it's still about the biology of healing. You can't rely on an artificial rope or strand or suture to hold your Achilles. This is where I'm like, hold your horses a little bit. As much as you heard me lead off by saying it's not impossible for him to return in January, I also did not think it was the wisest idea to have him on the sideline. He's clearly not healed. What happens if he has to get out of the way, or here comes the wash on an NFL sideline? That would be a tremendous disaster. So I think my opinion always has been somewhere in the middle. And lost in all of this is I have full confidence that he's going to be able to come back next season for the Jets.
Yeah, next season makes 100% sense. Let me ask you about Deshaun Watson. The team doctors, and I've always had an issue with team doctors, only from this standpoint, I think there's a conflict of interest sometimes in doctors pushing players out or clearing them. I remember when Kevin Durant was told by Golden State Warriors people, well, you can't do any more damage to yourself. And, of course, he got hurt. And Anthony Davis was cleared by the Lakers doctors for the playoffs. He hobbled out there for 5 minutes, and, of course, he couldn't play. And Deshaun Watson is saying, you know, I was cleared. He was cleared by team doctors, but I don't feel right. Shouldn't we listen to the people or the players themselves more so than doctors?
Well, I agree with you from this perspective. I always say return to play is a three-headed monster, and it needs to be a unanimous decision between all three parties. Any one party can veto the deal. And the three parties are medical, has to say yes. The player has to say yes.
Yes.
And the team has to say yes. Let's say medical says yes, the player says yes, and the team says, hey, look, we got a bye week coming competitively. We'd rather have you at 100% or, you know, usage, et cetera. So that's the situation with the team. The player should have a say in the equation. And also, even if the player says yes and the team says yes, the medical staff should have a say in the equation. And to me, it needs to be unanimous for a player to return. As far as your point of team doctors, I can only speak to myself. myself in my time with the San Diego Chargers, including Philip Rivers returning to play with that torn ACL 6 days from menisco. It was the player pushing. It was never ownership or the team or the GM. I can only speak for me. As opposed to independent doctors, you got to understand, you have to have a relationship with people. What happened with Jamal Adams on the sideline with an unknown red hat independent doctor? That's not a healthy relationship to have a screaming match. You have to have understanding on both sides. So having been in the business, I am a fan of having relationships with players and knowing them, and therefore you have to be embedded and part of the team. I never experienced the conflict.
I agree with that, but you are getting paid if you're a team. You're getting paid by the team. And it's just I just have – help me with the Kevin Durant one. You remember what I'm talking about.
No, I do.
Like that, Chris and I, before he even played, right, Chris?
What is he doing out there? It just was illogical to us. Seemed ridiculous.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying there, and I don't know the specific circumstances. From afar, I was worried it was always a little bit Achilles all the time, but that was from afar. I think that the one thing I would strongly say, the player absolutely can and should have a vote, and quite honestly, the deciding vote. Just like a doctor should have the deciding vote of no. The deciding vote should be of no, not of yes, right? And everyone has to be on the same page for someone to return.
But is there pressure, Doc? Is there pressure if you're a doctor who keeps saying no and keeps not getting players back on the field? Is there internal, like, even if they don't say it, that you know that if I keep doing this, they're going to get a new team doctor? This team doctor stinks. Nobody ever gets back on the field. He always saying no. He's too precautious. This guy is too soft. I need a doctor who's going to get my guys back on the field. That's what I have the issue with.
I can see that perspective from the outside, and I think it's for the individuals to handle. Is it a tricky situation? I get it. But here's how I handled it. Yes, I got paid in theory by the team, but I told the team, look, you need the locker room trusting me. And here's the thing. From a business perspective, this is the way I always looked at it. If I'm a banker, my job is to take care of the money. If I'm a team doctor, my job is to take care of the assets of the team, and the assets of the team are the players. To rush a guy back and get him hurt does not help the team. To get a grievance does not help a team. I told my GM, the only time I felt like there was a conflict is when the GM would say to me, look, when's this guy going to be cleared medically because we're going to cut him? I had a conversation with the GM saying, don't tell me that. My job is to get the 53rd guy on the team healthy and ready to go and the first guy on the team healthy and ready to go. Right. Don't tell me that stuff because it might jade me. They might be my friends. I might leave them out longer if you're telling me that. Leave me independent. And my value to you is to be honest and have relationships with the players. That's my value to you and to taking care of the assets. And the players are the assets. And that's the way I treated it. And I get what you're saying, that it's a tricky, slippery slope that you have to be careful of. But I think players, when you're together with players a lot, they develop trust for certain people, whether it's coaches, whether it's media members, whether it's management, whether it's team physicians. And that's what you have to rely on, that trust between the parties. And you have to develop that trust. Right. Not in a moment of crisis. But we got you, Doc.
We got to run.
I appreciate
We'll get you on next week. Doc, when the NBA season starts, because I want to talk to you about the load management. You saw the league put out the thing about load management. So we want to talk to you about that. Yep. All right. Thanks, Doc. More Odd Couple coming your way. It's Trash Talking Tuesday, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Or to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dak Prescott was one quarterback in last night's game. The other, of course, Rob, Justin Herbert. He comes out on the losing end. And that team now is 2-3, the Chargers. And Herbert, Rob, put up good numbers, not so much last night, but this season he's been putting up his typical good numbers. But the team is 2-3. And as I said, for his career, with all the gaudy stats, Rob, he's 27-27 as a starter. So what are your thoughts on Justin Herbert?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny what Rick said from Fort Lauderdale, Chris, is I get it. I do get it. I mean, he's the prototypical quarterback size and the Greek god, all that. And, oh, my God, look at him. He looks like a quarterback.
6'6", yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he does. And that was like the prototypical quarterback you want to have. But he's come up short. And there were opportunities, as Rick was talking about. And, Chris, you know, we had talked about this before the show, obviously. I think he has to drop a tier from where people have always ranked him higher. You remember a couple of years ago, they had him ranked higher than Patrick Mahomes. You remember that in the preseason?
Yep.
And we
yep.
were like, what? Like, he hadn't even won anything. But that's how he was looked at. He's a generational talent. Oh, my God, look at him. He's got everything. This guy is blah, blah, blah. He's going to be the next great. Chris. And I know he's got a handicap. I'm not going to ignore that he has a handicap in the coach because he does. Okay, I'm not.
No doubt.
That's not fair to say it's all on him. But even last night, even when the coach isn't taking the points he's supposed to, Chris, and there was an opportunity to march the ball down and win the game, it didn't happen. And he had another game this year where another thing, 3-and-out. You know, like. There have been situations, even despite it all, where he still could have played the role of hero. And I think people are enamored by his size and his arm and his looks and all these other things. And he has not lived up to the billing to be put ahead of Patrick Mahomes. I don't care if preseason. A preseason, Chris. Even... And that was after, I want to say after the bad year or whatever. Like, but still, what Patrick has done in his career to warrant that, there's no rhyme or reason other than the expectations. And when people talk about Herbert, it is about the expectations. It is about what you expect him to eventually be and do, but he hasn't done enough of those to be put in with the tier one quarterbacks. He's on that second tier. He just, to me, and I'm just talking about for work done, not what he's going to do or what he can do or what you think he's going to.
Still young. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying for what he's accomplished thus far, I'm dropping him to a tier two. Not a tier one.
That's fair. There's no doubt about it. And look, he's had, as you said, Brandon Staley is a handicap. Some of his receivers, it seems like one of the great receivers he has is always hurt.
There's a lot of injuries, no doubt.
Yeah, the defense hasn't been good. So he's had some issues. But, Rob, the absolutely great ones overcome those things. Joe Burrow went to a franchise people thought was so bad he shouldn't even go there. C.J. Stroud, now look, Stroud's young. I'm not declaring him great yet. But he is having a phenomenal season in what everyone – D'Amico Ryans looks like a really good coach, and people aren't surprised by that. But overall, that organization's been terrible. And he has gone in there, and he is playing well. They've had injuries to their front, you know, their offensive line, and he's overcoming all of that to have a great year. And let me say this, Rob, because some people might be sitting out there thinking, wait a minute. Justin Herbert's numbers look good. Even this year, okay? He's fifth in the league in total in yards per – I'm sorry, sixth in the league in yards per game, 267. He's got 9 touchdowns in 5 games and only 2 interceptions. His passer rating is over 100, so he's in the top 5 in that. And so his numbers look good, as, to be honest, they always do. Ever since he's been in the league, the numbers have been looking good. And I'm not making a definitive statement on this, Rob. I'm just putting it out there. And you and I disagree on this, but you know I'm big on intangibles. I think poise, quick decision-making, smart play, being able to process the what's going on the field quickly, galvanizing the locker room, being a leader, all of that, confident, exuding confidence and getting your players to buy into that, I think those things are critical for a great quarterback. And I wonder if Justin Herbert has that. I'm not going to say he absolutely doesn't, but when you look at what has taken place so far in his career, physically, he has all the tools, not just the size and all of that, but he has the arm, he has the athleticism. He's great physically in every respect. And, Rob, he's tough. This is an intangible he has. He's tough. You remember last year he played through that rib injury.
Right.
It was like, what is he doing out there? But he's tough. Even now he's got a fracture on his non-throwing hand on one of the fingers, which does affect you, you know, getting hike, you know, under center when you want to get the snap under the center. So he is a tough guy physically, but I wonder if he has those other intangibles that the greatest of the great all have. And Rob, here's one of the stats, it's actually two of them, that makes me question that. One, he has the most fourth quarter interceptions in the league since he entered in 2020.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm just going to say that. Go ahead.
Right. This is the list. 16. He's got 16 tied with Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan was out of the league now, but was old when he's throwing all those interceptions. Justin Fields. Okay. He struggled. Derek Carr. Okay. We know what he is. Carson Wentz. Okay. He struggled. And Russell Wilson, who's been bad the last 2 years.
Right.
And then here's an even worse one, Rob. In one score games, Justin Herbert has 13 fourth quarter interceptions, by far the most. The second most is 8.
That's what we're talking about. We saw it last night. Did we see it last night?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
We saw it last night, and that's why you can't keep propping the guy up that he's this generational talent. He might pan out. He's a young guy, Chris.
Right.
I agree.
We're not
writing him off or saying that he can't get there or can't win or what. But that's not what we're saying. But at some point, you got to evaluate the sample size that we have. That's all we're saying. Chris gave you very defined stats. They're not fudge. No fudgesicles going here, Chris. These are real numbers. And you could talk about Brandon Staley and making some decisions. That doesn't mean he's throwing an interception in the fourth quarter because maybe the coach made a mistake early on and should have taken the 3 points. Yeah, or whatever. We're still saying, like, you got a chance. Last night he had a chance.
I will say this, Rob. Look, this is nothing new. We've been saying it. And I don't even really like firing coaches, but Brandon Staley's got to go.
He's bad, Chris.
They are wasting Justin Herbert. Whatever he's going to be, Rob, he's not going to maximize it under Brandon Staley.
It makes no sense. I don't know how ownership or front office people can watch this guy week in and week out and not cringe.
Absolutely. So Rob, here's an interesting thing. Because the Chargers have had great quarterbacks, but none of them has really been able to get a guy over the hump or their team over the hump. And this goes back to Dan Fouts.
And Dan Fouts was an awesome
phenomenal. He's a Hall of Famer. Absolutely. Yeah. Led the league, Rob, in passing yards per game.
And that's when he was
five straight years and six out of 7 years.
And you remember his coach, Don Air Coryell. Yep, that was the offense that
they were fun to watch, lighten it up. But, Rob, he only made the playoffs four times. Four times. Think about that. In his entire career, and his career was long. I'm going to try to find out exactly how many years he played. He's in the Hall of Fame. But he played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years.
Okay, and made the playoffs.
And only made the playoffs four times.
Yeah, so 11 times. Look at that. He didn't make it. That's wild.
And then you had, of course, Phillip Rivers, who might be a Hall of Famer himself. Great individual player. Tough, right? Was really good. Eight-time Pro Bowler. But obviously never got the ring. And now you've got Justin Herbert. And so some of this, I just don't think that's a well-run franchise. And as evidenced by having Brandon Staley still there. But, Rob, it's interesting because he does seem to be kind of following in the footsteps of the other great quarterbacks in that franchise, at least so far.
Yeah, pretty amazing because those are three talents.
Yep.
And nothing to show for it. The cupboard is bare. But I wonder where people are as far as dropping him to tier two, Chris. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's
not writing his career off, but he's not a top tier, he's not a tier one quarterback.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.